know, the major leagues have been going for a while. College baseball has been going for a while. But just a few days away, the Corn Belters will be playing baseball at the Crib. Friday the 13th. We've been talking about it for a while now. And joining me in the studio, we have Mike Petrini and Steve Melia. Hi, guys.
Good Scott, morning. Good
Thanks
to be with you.
And all this work and this off season, and it's finally time.
It's hard to believe, isn't it? You wait all this time during the winter just dreaming of beautiful, sunny, 80-degree temperatures, and I'm not sure we'll get it on Friday. But
It won't be bad, right?
I haven't looked at Friday.
Are you watching the Friday forecast?
I watch it. Usually start watching it about 10 days out.
Yeah, you can't do that, man.
I know. It changes. It's going to change for sure. If it says it's going to rain, you can almost – bet it's going to be nice.
I'm just as guilty of that as anybody else. Looking at the 10-day forecast, it's ridiculous, but they do it. Friday right now, sunny, partly sunny in 69, little chance of rain.
Oh.
Little, 20%.
So that's bad for us. If it says it's going to be nice, that is not good, in other words.
No.
It'll rain itself out all during the week, so we'll be good to go on the weekend.
What do you have planned? I know you have a lot of promotions planned all season long. Let's talk about the first night, though, Friday night. Of course, every Friday night.
Well, every Friday night is, of course, our fireworks by CEFQ, which we love. It's become a tradition because it's been here since day one, since the first year, and people can come out and expect a great fireworks show. So if it's your first one of the year, which I think it might be for people, it's going to be a lot of fun. And we're going to have a little bit of a pregame party there, too. So we're going to have specials on Distill and Budweiser and music by Alex and the Exos, a new group here locally. So we're going to have a big party, basically.
So where will Alex and the Exos be playing? Where do you have them set up?
They're actually going to be down in our beer garden area, which is the left field line. So we'll open the gates a little bit early just because we expect more people coming opening night. So we're going to open gates at 5 o'clock instead of 5:30, which is our normal time.
All right.
So, and then the game time is at 6:35.
And, you have special, and last year you did specials before every game when it came to concessions.
We will. I mean, we'll be doing different specials, throughout the year. We won't necessarily have the 2-for-1. Or the 50% off special.
Did you go, bro?
But no. Well, you know, one of the things is we wanted to introduce people to a new product last year, and we had just taken over concessions. So, you know, it's one thing. Now, this year, we're concession wise, we've got a brand new barbecue pit that we're experimenting. In fact, Mike was in a contest the other day with our director of concessions, and Mike's known for his rub on his barbecue.
So, oh, yeah.
So I'll let you tell.
Spent 10 years in the South, so I had to learn barbecue or something, right?
Ooh, I want that because I just got a smoker. We'll talk about that later.
Oh, absolutely.
So, this is going to be at every game?
Yes.
Yeah, barbecue? All right.
We just spent the weekend building our shack for the smoker. So it's a 14 by 14 little shack. So when you're coming up the VIP gate, you see the new Distill Pub, the Aloha Construction Beer Garden, and our smoke shack right when you walk up the stairs from the from the box office.
My mouth's watering. I need a ShamWow to chew on.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you're coming in, you see the smoke coming out of the smoker, and what we're going with, like a little sweet with a little heat, barbecue style barbecue pork. We will be doing some beef throughout the season and maybe incorporate some ribs here and there, but for right now we're just going to concentrate on the pulled pork.
All right. So, what time are you going to start that up? I mean, that's going to have to get going.
We're going to start Thursday morning and just kind of keep on going until game time. So we should have more than enough barbecue to get us through Friday. But it's going to be an ongoing process, obviously, you know.
Yeah, you got to have some patience when you're smoking. It's not the microwave, kids.
No.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
right. Yeah, we experienced a little bit of that this weekend. We were like, all right, we'll be done by 2 o'clock and... 2 o'clock comes around and it's still not at temperature. We're like, oh, well, we're just sitting around. We have our season ticket holders and some of our host families out at the ballpark meeting the players, and we're just kind of all sitting around the barbecue pit waiting for the pork to get to temperature.
We're learning that system. So,
it's not an exact science.
We could do a whole section, a whole segment on this, but I just told Eric I just got a smoker and I'm not ready to invite people over yet.
Right.
I'll eat it, but You know, I'd eat anything. So what other promotions can we look forward to this year?
Well, you know, just starting with that first homestand on that Saturday, we're doing something a little bit new. It's a little interesting. We actually did not put it on the promo schedule because we didn't have, like, a timeline for it. But last night we had the gentleman from the POWMIA from Chapter 3 here in Illinois drop off a POW chair for us that we're going to unveil on Saturday. And that's just – it's something that you'll see more and more Major League Baseball teams doing to honor our veterans is having this chair. And it's an all-black chair that is roped off with a white chain. And it's just to honor those veterans – that have not made it back from overseas, from their overseas tour. So
that's a nice touch.
That's going to be a nice little touch. They're going to have about 15 motorcycles out pregame, and we'll honor them on Saturday. And then on Sunday we have Meet the Minions. You know, those crazy, lovable, little wacky yellow little creatures
I've
from
seen
Despicable
them.
Me. So we're going to have two of those guys out that night. So the kiddies can come out and get their pictures taken with them.
Hey, these aren't those minions. You didn't bring them in from Times Square, did you? Those guys caused trouble.
Can I say it right?
Yeah.
Wamanamanui?
Mike
Hunanui. That was close.
Was that good or not?
No, that was
no.
How could we forget about Mike?
He's here on
Michael Hunanui.
I got buzzed.
Hunanui.
He's coming out on opening night too to sign autographs.
That's Friday awesome. Night.
Yeah,
yes.
Illini Mike, he graduates on Saturday, so he's going to grace us with his presence here on Friday. And so he's
gonna, is he graduating Saturday?
Yeah.
He is from
he's
Illinois.
Gonna graduate.
Awesome.
So he's excited to come back to his hometown, and we're excited to have him.
I want to just see a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, pick it up. Remember, bend at the knees.
Yes.
Yeah. Pick it up with your back.
Mr. Kraft.
So, all right, let's back up here. Michael Ho-Oh, we can just say that. He will be there Friday night.
Friday night.
So the gates open at 5. Will he be there at 5, or is he going to be just roaming around?
He'll
is he going to be static in any place?
Yeah. He'll be in a little later, and then he's going to be static for about an hour and a half, and then he's going to enjoy the game.
All right.
So
cool.
If you want an autograph or get to see, I'm sure there's so many friends here in town that are going to want to come and see him, that, hey, it's a great opportunity to do that.
Yeah, but so. keep looking at our Facebook page. Jeff will give us updates on Mike and his whereabouts for during the game.
All right.
Should be
one
a lot of fun.
1 minute left. Any other big promotions you want to talk about?
Michael?
Is there a big one down the road?
Yeah, well, you know, May 21st, something new that we're doing this year on select Saturdays is we did a lot of jersey auctions last year, and we noticed that fans enjoyed them, so we're doing a little twist to it this year. This year we're doing themed jersey auctions on select Saturday starting on May 21st with Star Wars Night. We're going to have a themed Star Wars style jersey that fans can purchase through silent auction throughout the game. And then later on in the season, we're going to have another jersey auction on June 4th with Princess Superhero Night, and same situation as before. You can auction off, you can put a bid in during a silent auction and have a chance to win that themed jersey. And then again on July 30th, we have the 811 Julie Night. The good friends at Julie are going to provide us with jerseys that are going to be looking like construction workers, if you will, with the vest. And well, you can have a chance to win a couple of those cool ones.
All right. It all begins Friday night. Gates open at 5.
5 o'clock on
Game
Friday night.
Game starts at 6:30. Get there early. See Michael Ho-Oh and enjoy some barbecue and all the other things the band's playing. It's a festival.
Great team this year, too. Brooks has got a good team coming.
We're hearing about this morning in sports. All right. Good seeing you guys.